What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
On today's edition of You and the Law, we tell you more about the existing modus operandi for firefighters when they respond to fires and proposed amendments for the Fire Brigade legislation. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The Legal Aid Council assigns an attorney from a panel of over 500 private lawyers to represent you in a criminal matter, from the first court day to the conclusion of the matter. A magistrate, judge, director of a legal aid clinic, or the Legal Aid Council may grant your application for a lawyer. Registrar of Circuit, Gun and Appeal Court can also certify legal aid assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
The Jamaica Fire Brigade is calling for amendments to the Jamaica Fire Brigade Act to guarantee that marketing companies that are allowed to sell cooking gas ensure that their subcontractors carry out business in non-residential areas. This as four persons, including two children, were critically injured, with three of them succumbing to their injuries after an unlicensed liquefied petroleum gas LPG filling plant on Jakes Road in St. Andrew exploded recently.
I want to say to even the marketing companies, before you have somebody as a dealer, you need to carry out the appropriate inspections and ensure that the premises meet the requirements of the codes.
Assistant Commissioner, Jamaica Fire Brigade, Sean Martin.
Our building code would have addressed those kind of activities, because that is an hazardous occupancy. And the building code clearly states the distance that any form of hazardous occupancy should be from residential building or any other form of structures. We don't have the authority to go there and shut it down. We could go there, we could do an inspection, and we could involve a number of other agencies.
Assistant Commissioner Martin says the proposed changes will allow the fire brigade to declare certain situations as a life safety hazard and give them the power to shut down the establishments.
What we're doing now with the fire prevention regulation is, once there's a life safety violation, meaning anything that threatens people's life, we can actually close it down. So it will actually empower the fire brigade in a better way to protect the life of our citizens and to actually enforce the regulation.
Currently, anyone who is in breach of the act will be liable for an offense under the legislation. The fine is $500.
When you're looking at a jurisdiction, once it's a life safety violation, you don't need to go to court. You can actually serve a cease and desist notice immediately. The person can appeal the notice, but then the person will have to put the grounds that they are appealing the notice on. That cease and desist will actually remain in force until that appeal is heard.
Assistant Commissioner Martin is proposing that sections of the Country Fire Act that speaks to fires be repealed and brought under the fire brigade legislation. He says a fire prevention regulation is being developed to reflect the fire brigade legislation, inclusive of amendments. Senior Deputy Superintendent at the Jamaica Fire Brigade, Emilia Ebanks, is calling on citizens to report incidents that may cause a fire hazard.
Make sure you're purchasing from a reputable, licensed dealer. And if you see these things popping up in your communities, it is in your best interest to, one, not support them, and two, call the fire brigade, call the police, and make a report about these things.
And remember, all public buildings are to be inspected and certified by the Jamaica Fire Brigade.
Prep and primary school students, if you're between the ages of 9 and 12 years, you could be the next champion. Enter the JIS Heritage Essay Competition answering the question, who is your favorite Jamaican sportsman or sportswoman and why? Lots of prizes to be won. For submission requirements and other information, go to jis.gov.jm or call 926-35904 extension 2137 or send an email to heritageessay@jis.gov.jm.
Deadline extended to Sunday, November 13.
We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.